Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Family of man who killed Sheridan officer files federal lawsuit against police. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The family of William Lowry, the man who fatally shot Sheridan Police Sergeant Nevada Krinke last year, has filed a federal lawsuit against law enforcement, claiming officers wrongfully caused Lowry's death and destroyed a home during the standoff that followed. According to Cowboy State Daily, the complaint filed by Lowry's sister, Genevieve Lowry, accuses Sheridan Police Chief Travis Koltiska, former Casper officer Michael Chand, and other unnamed officials of violating Lowry's constitutional rights. It argues police used excessive force during the February 2024 standoff that ended with Lowry's death. Court documents show the confrontation began the day before when Sergeant Nevada Krinke attempted to evict Lowry from a Sheridan home. Lowry shot Krinke 5 times, killing him before fleeing to a nearby residence. A tense 24-hour standoff followed. Police say Lowry fired multiple shots at officers, drones, and vehicles while refusing to surrender. The house was eventually flooded with water and ripped open with excavation equipment. When Lowry emerged armed with an AR-15, Officer Chand, positioned atop an RV, fired a single fatal shot, later ruled legally justified by Sheridan County Attorney Diana Bennett after a Wyoming DCI investigation. Bennett wrote that Lowry, armed and moving toward other homes and officers, posed a deadly threat. But the new lawsuit disputes that finding, claiming police escalated unnecessarily and should have waited for Lowry's family, who were driving from Nebraska, to help negotiate. The complaint seeks compensatory and punitive damages, alleging officers acted as judge, jury, and executioner. Sergeant Krinke's killing deeply shook Sheridan, prompting statewide mourning, a funeral attended by Governor Mark Gordon, and lasting calls for healing across the law enforcement community. Sheridan Police Chief Koltiska declined to comment on the ongoing litigation. Eileen Marie Hurley, 71, the mother of William Lowry, was sentenced this week to 12 months and 1 day in federal prison with 1 year of supervised release. Hurley was convicted for facilitating the transfer of a firearm to a prohibited person and for making a false statement during the purchase of a firearm. The sentence was handed down by U.S. District Court Allen B. Johnson in Cheyenne. Wyoming Wildlife Magazine photo contest now accepting entries. Photographers across Wyoming have a chance to see their work published in Wyoming Wildlife Magazine as a part of its annual photo contest, now open for submissions. The contest welcomes entries from photographers of all ages and experience levels, with winners featured in the February 2026 issue. The grand prize winner will take home $600, courtesy of the Wildlife Fund. Additional prizes will be awarded for first, second, and third place, along with honorable mentions in 4 categories, wildlife, scenic, recreation, and flora. The photo contest provides a great opportunity for photographers of all skill levels to submit their work, according to the magazine editor, Tracy Binkard. Each year, the judges are blown away by the phenomenal photos captured from across the state. Entries must be submitted by midnight, November 17th. Photos must have been taken in Wyoming and not previously published. Contest details and submission rules can be found on the Wyoming Game and Fish Department's website. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.